Hello?
Hello, yes, good evening. My name is Tony Colin from Metro Research. And we're conducting a poll on people's opinions toward public affairs and current events. And this number was selected at random. Are you currently registered to vote at this address?
See that again. I can hear you very well. See that again.
Are you
doing research for what?
Yes, sir, for Metro Research. We're doing political service, okay?
Okay.
All right, then the first question is, are you registered to vote at this address?
Yeah.
Okay.
Registered?
All right, so are you registered as a Democrat, Republican, or something else?
Yes, Republican, yes.
Republican, okay.
Yeah.
All right, so just for qualification purposes, what is your age? Are you between 18 to 29?
My age is 58.
Okay, so 50 to 64. All right.
Uh-huh.
All right. All right. So in Florida, the media describes people as either Black or African American, Anglo or White, Hispanic. How would you describe yourself?
Hispanic.
All right. All right, sir. And generally speaking, do you feel that things, you know, in your area of Miami-Dade County are headed in the right direction or in the wrong direction?
I think so. It's static. It's not on the wrong or the right. I think it's static because I haven't seen.
Oh, okay.
It's static.
Okay. And how would you rate the way Daniela Levin-Cava is handling her job as mayor of Miami-Dade County? Would you say excellent, good, not so good, or poor?
I think it's good.
Okay. It's good. Okay. All right. Okay, sir. Now I'm thinking about your political values. You know, do you tend to agree more with those identified as MAGA conservatives, traditional conservatives, centrists, traditional liberals, or progressives?
Progressive is better, always.
Progressives, okay. Okay. All right. Right, sir, now I'm going to ask you your impression on some people and organizations, okay, you may have heard of. So with each one, please tell me whether you have a favorable opinion of them or unfavorable opinion of them, okay? If you have a reason why you don't know too much about, just let me know.
For who?
The first one will be Marco Rubio.
Marco Rubio is excellent. I think so. But he has
very favorable.
He needs to be more proactive in the political community.
Okay, so will be very favorable or just somewhat favorable?
No, very favorable. Yeah.
Okay. What about Ron DeSantis?
Ron DeSantis is excellent. He's the best in the world.
Okay, so very favorable. Okay, labor unions.
Labor unions. I don't know. Can you play me?
Do you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of them? Or if you don't know, that's fine.
But the labor, what? I don't know. I don't know what I'm relating.
Okay, so don't recognize. All right, so no. What about Raquel Regalado?
Raquel Regalado is good.
Okay, so very favorable?
It's the same as your daughter, your father, yeah.
What about Daniela Levin-Cava?
I don't know. I don't like it. But probably, I don't know.
Somewhat unfavorable or very unfavorable?
No. It's I don't classify it.
So very favorable?
I think somewhat.
Okay. What about Jeanette Nunez?
Janet Nunez, I think so, is just good. It's not classified for the...
Somewhat
good.
Favorable or very favorable?
Yeah, you have a few options, but I don't like it put in mark in the favorable or not favorable. It's good and that's it, no more than that.
Okay, so be a little bit of both, maybe?
Yeah, a little bit.
Okay, all right, well, Donald Trump.
Donald Trump, I think so. It was good, But I think so Ron DeSantis is better. So
okay, so be now, very favorable or just somewhat favorable for Donald Trump?
No, no, it's very favorable. I think so. I'm a Republican.
Okay, what about Joe Biden?
Joe Biden, I don't think so is favorable.
Somewhat unfavorable or very unfavorable?
Not very. I'm agree with some of the political the field, but at the end I'm a Republican, so I don't like it.
So be somewhat unfavorable.
It's not that sick. I don't know classify by it, but I think so. I like the line, political line for the Republicans, so I don't like a Democratic.
Okay, so do you want me to put somewhat unfavorable or very unfavorable for Joe Biden?
No. I don't know. Is it the middle? Is the middle? I don't know classification for the.
Okay.
But I like the Joe Biden for the the exterior political. But I don't like a domestic political.
Okay. What about Catherine Fernandez Rundle?
It's the same, like Janet. I told you.
Would that be favorable or unfavorable?
No, probably favorable.
Just somewhat, favorable. Just a little bit, or very unfavorable?
It's a little bit. It's a little
okay.
Bit.
All right, but Kamala Harris.
Kamala Harris, I told you before, I don't like Democratic Party. I like Republican Party. Really, Kamala Harris is like nothing there. It's, I can hear, I don't know what he's doing there. She's even noticed in the...
Okay. Would that be somewhat unfavorable or very unfavorable?
No, it's in the middle. I don't know.
Okay, in the middle. Okay, the Democratic Party.
Yeah.
As a whole.
I don't like it.
So be somewhat unfavorable or very unfavorable?
I think so. It's very unfavorable, but I'm Republican, so I have
okay.
No. Yeah.
Well, what about Kanye West?
Kanye West, it's weird. It's weird.
Favorable or unfavorable?
I think it's unfavorable.
Unfavorable, okay. Republican Party.
Okay.
Very favorable, somewhat favorable. Somewhat unfavorable or very unfavorable?
No, it's favorable.
Very
I think
favorable.
So the domestic... domestic issue with the Republican Party is better enforced
very
than
favorable.
The Democratic,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay. What about Rick Scott?
Rick Scott, he was doing something good, but I don't like it. I prefer
so
the
be,
all
so
the
be
time.
So somewhat unfavorable or very unfavorable for Rick Scott?
No, this is in the middle. Something was good, something was real, yeah.
Okay. What about Francis Suarez?
I don't know exactly what is the line for the France. I don't know exactly, but I have no opinion for that.
Okay, no problem. Okay, Elon Musk.
Elon Musk is an excellent empresary, but I don't know if, what is the future projection for him. So I think so it's he's an excellent empresary, but I don't know.
Do you have favorable or unfavorable impression?
No, I think it's favorable. Yeah, favorable. Yeah.
Okay. Would that be very or just somewhat?
No, it's very, very.
Very. Okay. Very favorable.
In his position, he's innovative. He's very good.
Okay. All right. And thinking about the 2024 mayoral elections, would you definitely vote to re-elect Daniela Levin Cava, probably vote to elect her, or probably vote for someone new, or definitely vote for someone new?
No, definitely someone new.
Someone new. Okay. All right, sir. Now, how concerned are you about, you know, over the, a woke agenda being taught in Miami-Dade County schools? Would you say that you are very concerned, somewhat concerned, not that concerned, or not at all concerned?
No, not at all concerned.
Not at all concerned.
No.
Sir. All right. Thank you, sir. All right. And, how concerned are you about, you know, gender issues and sexuality identity are being taught in Miami-Dade County schools? Would you say you are very concerned, somewhat concerned, not that concerned, or not concerned at all?
It's a difficult question. I think so. It's just two genders, so I'm concerned with the future.
Would that be? Yeah. Uh huh. Would that be very concerned or just somewhat concerned?
Yeah, I'm very concerned. Yeah, and then
very concerned about that.
Concerned. Yeah.
Okay. All right, sir. Now I'm going to read you a series of proposed measures, you know, that have been deployed to improve the quality of life of Miami-Dade residents using 5-point scale. Where, tell me, you know, how effective you find that approach, with 5 representing most effective and 1 representing least effective. Okay, here's the first one. Through smart budgeting and efficient use of tax dollars, Mayor Levin Cava introduced the lowest property tax since 1982 while maintaining service levels. Would you say that's least effective or most effective from 1 through 5? What number would you say?
I think it's 5.
What number?
5.
Okay, housing prices are at all, you know, time high, and residents need relief. That's why Mayor Levin Cava created the Homes Plan to invest tens of millions of dollars into housing programs for renters, homeowners, and building immediate workforce housing. Would you say it's least effective or most effective from 1 through 5?
Number 3.
2?
3.
3. Okay, Mayor Levin Cava launched, you know, a first of its kind office and equity and engagement to better connect opportunities within county government to residents and small businesses. Would you say that's least effective or most effective from 1 to 5?
I'm not sure. I think so. I don't know. Probably number 3, the same.
3. Okay, Mayor Levin Cava has led with, you know, bipartisan support to implement a community action plan that ensures that residents feel safe, the environment is protected, jobs are created, and county government is fair and accountable. What number?
Number 3.
Okay, Mayor Levin Cava, you know, deploy a peace and prosperity initiative to tackle gun violence and invest in community programming as a tool to fight crime and keep neighborhoods safe. From 1 through 5, what would you say is, you know, least effective or most effective?
I think so, 4.
A 4. Okay. All right, sir. And thinking now about policy initiatives, you know, that the county mayor has confronted, please tell me on a scale from 1 through 5 how well she handled the policy, with 5 being very strong and 1 being very weak. Okay, here's the first one. The response to the Surfside building collapse tragedy, would you say it was very weak or was very strong?
I don't think so. Very well the question. I don't think so. Very well the question. I don't understand, but it's better. I don't understand the question.
Okay, that's policy initiatives that the county mayor has confronted, you know, in the past. The response to the Surfside building, you know, collapse tragedy. Would you say it was very weak or was very strong on her behalf?
It's in the middle, too. In the middle.
About 2, 3, or 4 or 5?
Probably 3.
3. Okay, deploying new strategies to build new affordable and working housing, increase available housing supply, and take on rising rents with responsible legislation. Would you say it was very weak or very strong from 1 through 5?
Probably number three too. It's not
okay,
to win, not to.
Okay. Making local government more equitable and improving access to county contracts for minority-owned businesses.
Sound good.
Would you say it was very weak on her behalf or very strong?
No, it's very strong, I think so.
What number would you say from 1 through 5?
Oh, okay, put the number 4.
4. Okay, employing smart development strategies to stop irresponsible development while also putting forward proposals that improve access to housing for families. Very weak or very strong from 1 through 5?
Number 4.
Okay, uniting residents across the country to the county to be more engaged in their local, you know, government and work across parties and lines to get things done.
See that again. I don't understand very well. See that again.
Uniting residents across the county to be more engaged in their local government and work across parties and lines to get things done. You think she was very weak on that or very strong?
No, number 3, the same.
3. Okay, stopping development outside the designated urban development boundary to ensure Biscayne Bay is protected. Very weak or very strong from 1 through 5?
I think so. We have to take action on that. So number 4, I think so.
4, okay. All right, sir. All right, sir. Now I'm going to read you a series of descriptions of policy priorities. Okay, for each one, please tell me which solution would you be more likely to support if this were all you knew. Okay, try to choose just one, even when the choice is hard one. Okay, which would be one would be more likely to support? Permanently carry gun policies make communities less safe and pose a danger to police officers. The second one says permanently carry gun policies are constitutional rights and must be passed to ensure residents are able to better protect themselves.
No, I think this is the number one.
Number one, okay. To address the rise of immigration by addressing issues in Latin America and provide adequate social service for those in the community who have fled political oppression and violence, or address the rise of immigration in Miami-Dade County through aggressive deportations and work with federal officials to remove undocumented individuals from the county.
I don't like the word aggressive. I'm agree with we have to do something related. I don't know exactly what is the correct answer, but the aggressive is not correct. But
okay, so the second one now, right?
Yeah,
what about to address, you know, the rise of immigration by addressing issues in Latin America and provide, you know, the right social service for those in the community who have fled political oppression and violence?
Listen. Now, I think so. It's the government is doing something good. It's getting the responsibility for a sponsor to every people is coming from the outside. So it's, we need to stop to spend a lot of resource to do something to the migration. So I don't know what is exactly, but I think so. It's in number 3. It's in number 1, number 2.
Number 1, yes. That's the one that is, you know, to give him a chance, you know, addressing issues in Latin America, okay?
But not too much.
Exactly. Okay, to invest in energy policies that ensure gasoline supplies continue uninterrupted, remove barriers and environmental reviews and protect natural resources like Biscayne Bay. Or to invest in aggressive, you know, solar energy policies that expand production of electric vehicles, climate change strategies like carbon neutrality to protect the environment and clean water programs, which one, first one or the second one?
Oh, if you told me what is Thinking Green, is it number one or number two?
The second one is the one for aggressive solar energy policies that expand production of electric vehicles, climate change strategies.
Okay. Always thinking green, always.
Okay,
it's so number two is.
Okay, that one. Yeah, the other one is about the gasoline, okay? Protect, you know, reviews to protect natural resources like Biscayne Bay. Okay, the other one says support a $1 billion bond referendum that generates new property tax revenue for a new housing initiative to build more housing units and investments in police departments and green spaces. And the second one says oppose any bond referendum that generates new property tax revenue for the county. It's enough, you know, funding exists to meet our needs.
This is number one. I don't understand very well, but this is number one. I think so.
Yeah, the number one says, you know, support that $1 million bond referendum that generates new property tax revenue for, you know, new housing initiatives to build more housing units into investment in police departments and green spaces.
Okay, I think so. Good.
Okay, and which one would you be more likely to support? It is time for Miami-Dade County to deliver on its promise of expanded metro rail, like, you know, the North Corridor. While the second one says, while promises were made to expand metro rail, lower ridership, you know, and higher cost means limited resources should be used to for other community needs. Would you say the first one or the second?
The second one is it put a limit for the cost?
Well, the second one says that while promises were made, they already made the promise, you know, to expand metro rail. So they're saying that they don't need no more, you know, they shouldn't have no more money because they already said it, they were going to do it.
Okay, number two.
Okay, all right. All right, sir, and the last one says, I believe we need more reforms, you know, to our police departments to better achieve trust between law enforcement and community. The second one says, I trust our police departments and supports efforts to give them more resources to keep our community safe.
Okay, second one. More resources.
Okay, all right. All right, thank you, sir. We are pretty much almost done with this survey, okay? Really thank you for your time. Okay, and a state government must respond to socialist policies imposed by local governments by creating new rules to limit the powers of local leaders. Or local governments are best able to make decisions for the community. In the county, must stop the state governments from setting the rules. Which one do you agree with more?
Number one.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, now I'm going to read you a series of descriptions, you know, policy priorities, you know, to address cost of living. For each one, please tell me which solution you would be more likely to support, okay, if this was all you knew. Try to choose just one, you know, even if the choice is real, it's a hard one. Which one would you be more likely to support? FP&L is a trusted business in South Florida and efforts to take them, you know, is a government interference in the private sector. Okay, and the second one says leaders must take on utility companies like FPL to demand lower utility costs and increase accountability on their actions.
This is number two. It's not clear for me, but it's number two, I think so.
Okay. All right, and rent controls are socialist, you know, policies that destroy local communities and further drive up housing costs and make the crisis worse. The second one says housing prices continue to increase and local government must pass immediate rent control to protect residents so everyone has access to housing.
Number two.
Okay. All right, and which one would be likely to support? Any effort to put government mandated caps on property insurance companies will make the crisis worse. Rising property insurance rates is a crisis. It is time you know, government puts a cap on a rate increase to keep policies affordable.
I put the cap.
Okay, so the second one, right?
Yeah, the second one.
Okay. All right, and the last one says, which of the, you know, would be like more likely to support? Big Pharma is driving up, you know, driving up prescription drugs prices, and it's time for the government to hold them accountable by lowering prescription drug costs and putting caps on medications like insulin. And the second one says, government getting involved in healthcare is a pathway to socialized medicine, reduce choices for patients, and leads to lower quality services.
Interesting. I don't know.
Would you say,
the private medicine is always better than the social, but I don't know exactly, but anyway, we have to involve to prevent the price.
Would you like the government to get involved or not to get involved on pharma, big pharma?
The government, no involved. The government
So it'll be the second one, okay? Because the government getting involved in healthcare is a pathway to socialized medicine, reduce choices and patients, and leads to lower quality services, okay?
Okay, the government no involved.
It'd be the first one, okay? Big Pharma is driving, so just, okay, all right. All right, sir, and as you may have heard, you know, the U.S. Supreme Court overturned Roe versus Wade in, 1973, decision legalizing abortion, meaning states now can make abortion illegal without any federal oversight. Do you support or oppose the Supreme Court's decision to repeal Roe versus Wade, allowing Florida, you know, politicians to make abortions illegal at any point during a pregnancy? And for any reason, would you strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
I'm no absolute answer for that. Every patient has the decision. Every patient has an option. Every patient has a place in this situation. So I don't think so.
The question is, do you support or oppose the Supreme Court decision to repeal Roe versus Wade? Would you strongly support, somewhat support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
No, strongly support. This is not strongly support.
A strongly support, right?
No. Less than strongly.
Somewhat support.
Somewhat.
All right. Thank you, sir. All right. Thinking ahead of 2024 presidential election, if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Republican Ron DeSantis and Democrat Joe Biden, which one do you think you will vote for?
No, I think so. 100% DeSantis.
Ron DeSantis. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. All right, sir, and I'm still thinking about 2024 elections. The candidates were, you know, Mayor Daniela Levin Cava, Coral Gables, Mayor Vince Lago, Lieutenant Governor Jeanette Nunez, and County Commissioner Raquel Regalado. Which one do you think you will vote for?
Raquel Regalado.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
All right, now if the candidates were Mayor Daniela Levin Cava and Miami Mayor Francis Suarez, which one do you think you will vote for?
Francis Suarez better.
Okay, Francis Suarez.
Mm-hmm.
All right, sir. All right, and now I'd like to read you a little bit about, you know, about two of the candidates. Mayor Daniela Levin Cava made history as the first woman elected mayor in Miami-Dade County. As a mayor, she's, you know, led during the county's most challenging times, successfully deploying programs to maximize vaccine distribution so the community can overcome COVID-19, oversaw a heartbreaking search and rescue, a recovery operation during the Surfside building collapse, you know, launched a unique program to combat crime through partnership with law enforcement, passed the first priority tax cut in decades, and has been a vocal against a rise of socialism in Latin America. Okay, the second one is Lieutenant Governor Janet Nunez, made history as the first Hispanic woman elected Lieutenant Governor and serves alongside Governor Ron DeSantis. Nunez has worked with Governor DeSantis to prioritize parental control in schools, combat socialism, and fought for more accountability in public schools. The Lieutenant Governor fought against COVID mandates, opposed school closures, and championed the Governor's Florida Freedom Agenda. Okay, still thinking about the 2024 mayoral election, if the candidates were Daniela Levin Cava, Janet Nunez, which one do you think you will vote for after listening to that?
Janet Nunez.
Janet Nunez, okay. Thank you, sir. All right, in 2024, Miami-Dade residents will elect a new sheriff, okay? And in thinking about potential candidates, which one, which more closely aligns with your views? I will vote for a Democratic candidate for sheriff for, who commits, you know, and supports law enforcement while also deploying reforms that continue to build trust between residents and the police department. B says, I will vote for a Republican candidate for sheriff who commits to fully fund and increase funding for the police department while also taking on woke agenda policies. Which statement is closer to your opinion? Would you say A or B? For the Democrat or Republican?
Republican.
So B, B somewhat more or strongly?
Strongly.
Okay. All right. All right, sir. Now, the election for Miami-Dade County Sheriff were held today, and the candidates were Democrat Freddy Ramirez and Republican Frank Artiles. Which one do you think you will vote for?
Republican.
I don't know which one is a Republican or Democrat, since they don't tell us that. You know, that way we don't interfere with your decision. I don't know which one. You don't know which one is a Republican, Freddy Ramirez or Frank Artiles?
No. I don't know exactly. I don't remember the name, but he's a Republican. I don't know who.
Okay. All right, sir. The election for Miami-Dade County Supervisors of Elections were held today, and the candidates were Democrat Christina White and Republican Rebecca Sosa. Which one do you think you will vote for?
Rebecca Sosa,
okay. Let's see, like some statements they give me, you know, what party they belong to, but some they don't say nothing. Okay, if the election for Miami-Dade County Tax Collector were held today and the candidates were Democrat David Richardson and Republican Carlos Lopez Cantera, which one do you think you will vote for?
Republican
Carlos Cantera, okay. Okay, what is your primary source of, you know, for national and political news? Would you say social media apps or services, talk radio, El Nuevo Herald, cable news networks, internet-based news sources, local TV like, you know, CBS, ABC, NBC, Fox, Univision, Telemundo, Mega TV, or America TV, or the Miami Herald?
Social media.
Social media apps, okay. All right, so right now, from which app or service would you say you get most of your news? Facebook, YouTube, Discord, Twitter, or WhatsApp?
Facebook,
okay. All right, so right now, just a few questions for statistical purpose only, okay? What was the last grade or degree that you completed in school?
It's a university degree.
Some college or vocational degree or college degree?
College degree.
Okay, college degree. All right. And do you have any children under the age of 18 leaving your home?
No.
Okay. All right, sir. Now, just last question. What is your religion?
I'm Catholic.
Catholic, all right. All right, sir, with this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your time. Okay, I still have one last one, okay? As you may know, the term Hispanic or Latino refers to people from different countries of Latin America and the Caribbean. What country is the Americas? Do you trace your ancestry?
Cuba.
Okay, Cuba. All right.
Mm-hmm.
I think, yeah, okay. All right, sir, this concludes our survey. Thank you for your time and your participation. Okay, you have a great evening. Appreciate your help.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
All right. All right, bye-bye.